eager dialogue, here's a comic too. Lean back and stay a while now. Here's monitor.
Morgan 4, monitor. 3 minutes from now, Kurt Gowdy answering the call of the bayou. Ever been to the bayou country of Louisiana? Kurt says it's a real paradise for outdoor folks. Right now, come to the sunshine. Invitation from Harper's Bazaar.
To go 4 miles to Route 3 and then take a left.
I said to go 3 miles to Route 4 and turn right.
I distinctly heard him say
the next time you take a trip, a couple of weeks before you plan to leave, stop at a mobile station and ask for a mobile travel routing form. You just fill in where you're going, and mobile will send you a marked route map, a booklet of travel and safety tips, and brochures that tell you things to see and do along your way.
Maybe it was 5 miles to Route 6.
It's a good way to get there.
Monitor Outdoors with Kurt Gowdy. Brought to you by Zebco Sports Products and by Keykafer, makers of Mercury Outboard Motors, both divisions of Brunswick Corporation. Here's Kurt.
The Bayou Country is still one of the outdoor sportsman paradise in America. We'll have that story right after we listen to this message. The only prize I ever won was a jackknife at a Boy Scout benefit bingo. I'm not eligible to enter Zebco's $25,000 sports stakes, but you are. And you might win the grand prize, a Dreamer camper on a new 67 pickup, plus a glove compartment full of cash, $2,500 cash. Or you might win a 16-foot fiberglass boat and Mercury motor, a Zebco 909 Deluxe reel, or one of 2,500 other great prizes. It's simple. Just stop by your Zebco dealers and fill out an entry blank. And you don't have to buy anything either. While you're there, take a look at the new lines of Zebco Balance Fishing Tackle, the all-new Cardinal Spinning Reels by Abu, and Outdoor Sporting Gear by Redhead. You'll be impressed. You might even insist on buying something. But don't wait. Enter now. Void where prohibited by law. And remember, when it has the name Zebco or Redhead, buy it. Nothing measures up to Zebco quality. Zebco Division, Brunswick Corporation. Gritz Gresham of Louisiana is one of the outstanding outdoor writers in America, and his new book, The Complete Book of Bass Fishing, already has sold thousands of copies throughout this country. Gritz, you've heard him here on Monitor before, but he comes from the bayou country, and when we think of that, we think of great duck hunting and bass fishing, and I guess you've got it all down there, haven't you, Grips?
We sure have. I think we've got the best duck shooting in the country, Kurt, and also some of the finest fishing, both salt and freshwater.
Tell us about the fishing down there.
Well, of course, the bayous are the areas that are best known. We've got some man-made lakes down there, too, that are terrific, like Bussy Break and Darbone. They're getting fish up into the 10, 11-pound class, which is awfully good for bass in that section.
Now, some of the bass fishing, is it hard to get to?
Some of it is very difficult to get to. The country is opening up more, but still we've got places where you've got to go by airboat, a pirogue, or wade in.
What about the gulf fishing down there? It's good, too, isn't it?
That's terrific. You remember we were talking once before about the fishing off Chandelier Island, where you fly out and land on the island strips, hunt those redfish and speckled trout from the air, then land right by them.
In other words, the water's clear enough, you can see the schools of fish down below, land and get out of the plane and go cast for them.
Right. Use just regular freshwater gear. Light tackle, wade out there. Surf fishing is the best that there is.
What the best times for this?
This is good all the way from about this time of year on until the late fall, October, November.
Well, that might be a good tip for some of the listeners around America. They get down to the bayou country. Now you get into the fall. What happens in the fall down in that country of yours, Grits?
We've got some great shooting. We have woodcock shooting, which I'm sure is the best in the country. And this is unusual down there, but most people don't realize it. Even the people that live there don't know how many we've got. This is the wintering ground for about 75% of the nation's woodcock.
And the duck shooting, of course, is fantastic.
Tremendous.
Isn't it?
We got the best marsh in the world.
Grits, do you see fishing and hunting dropping off down there in your home area, or is it just as good as it ever was?
Some areas are dropping off, and some have improved even. Our deer hunting, for instance, is, I think, better than it ever has been.
Why do you say that?
Well, the reforestation programs have brought the forest back. We've got a great game management program. We have biologists to know what they're doing, and they're putting in measures that bring the game back.
Well, Grits, we want to thank you very much. Enjoyed your book, Complete Book of Bass Fishing, and we'd like to get down there sometime, I imagine, with more of the Monitor Outdoor listeners and catch one of those big Louisiana lunker bass.
Come on down anytime.
Grits Gresham, the famous outdoor writer, and this is Kurt Gowdy for Monitor Outdoors.
Now a word about Mercury outboard motors. Mercury's Thunderbolt is a new kind of outboard ignition system, solid-state electronic. It hasn't got any breaker points to wear out or need resetting. And because it delivers such a high-voltage spark, spark plugs actually last seasons. Stop paying for spark plugs and tune-ups. Thunderbolt is available now on four new Mercs, 50 to 110 horsepower at your Mercury outboard dealer. Later on Monitor Outdoors, Kurt Gowdy talks about the lure of fishing, why it's, among other things, an ulcer antidote. You're on the Monitor Beacon.
Here's a treat that's hard to beat. Melted cheese on Wetson's hamburger meat. Having one is lots of fun. But if you want to feel great, feel strong, and really bubble, ask the man for Wetson's Cheeseburger Double. It's great. Now, here's the facts real straight. Two government-inspected all-beef hamburgers, all grilled to perfection on a toasted bun and topped with that taste-tingling, velvety-smooth cheese. Mmm, love that cheeseburger. Go to Wetson's by day or night. It's always an eating delight. Golden brown French fried potatoes, Wetson's thick shakes, and now that delicious double cheeseburger. Mmm, love that cheeseburger. Love that Wetson's. In Hicksville, Long Island, a Wetson's is located on Old Country Road and Levittown Parkway. In Teaneck, New Jersey, there's a Wetson's on Teaneck Road, corner of Franklin Road. For the Wetson's nearest you, check the phone book.
WNBC New York, the big voice of Big Town USA, is the sound of living.
Seventeen minutes past the hour. Something brand new by Vicky Carr. Sunshine.
I've spent too much time here in the dark, trying to hide, crying inside. I've spent too much time here in the gloom, making a tomb of my room. But suddenly along comes you. Now all that I want to do is spent too much time building a wall, shielding myself from it all. But now at last you come my way. You brought me to the light of day.
My name, Jose Jimenez, the bellboy, carrying a message from the bell system. The message is a musical jingle which I wrote and composed myself. It tells the story of how easy and convenient it is to call ahead for reservations at hotels and motels and resorts. Even how some places will call the next stop for you. And when you call ahead, a room will be waiting and all your dories will be hunky. Now, here is my jingle. Call ahead for reservations. That's catchy, isn't it?
Monitors ring around the world. A close-up of people and events here and abroad. Brought to you by the entire family of Winns products that keep your car going strong. In 1 minute, a close-up on the situation in the Middle East. And a prediction that Nasser's blockade of the Gulf of Aqaba will be challenged next week. Here's a story from behind the scenes of last Wednesday's Indianapolis 500. When A.J. Foyt's winning car rolled out on the speedway, his crew had given him every possible edge. And high on the list of priorities was Wynn's radiator stop leak. You see, a driver has to be concerned with his car's cooling system when planning to go flat out for 500 miles. Pressures build up that could cause leaks, put a car out of the race. But Wynn's seals leaks, keeps them sealed. So A.J. Foyt relied on Wynn's radiator stop leak to avoid trouble in the cooling system. Protect your car's cooling system against damage caused by everyday driving. It works at Indy. It's guaranteed to work for you. Wynn's radiator stop leak. One of the many keep your car going strong products from Wynn's. Now, Joseph C. Harsh, NBC News, Washington.
The public debate is in the United Nations Security Council, but the talking that counts in the Middle East crisis is going on between Washington and Moscow. The vital key question is whether Moscow will make it clear to President Nasser in Cairo that Russia will not support him in a showdown test of his alleged blockade of the Gulf of Aqaba. There is to be such a test. Both Washington and London, backed vigorously by the Dutch, have decided that Mr. Nasser is not to be allowed to have his blockade, particularly not by default of any Western test. That time for testing is coming near. Washington has carefully avoided an open threat of use of force because that might trigger an impulsive and fatal deed by Mr. Nasser. But Moscow knows that the moment will come, presumably sometime during this next week, when a ship flying a neutral flag and carrying an innocent cargo will enter the Strait of Tiran, headed for the Israeli port of Eilat. There will undoubtedly be British and American warships somewhere near, either in or close to the horizon. If the cargo ship is prevented from going on its way, the warships will be brought into the plan. Moscow is informed of the inevitability of such procedure. The hope in Washington is that Moscow has already told Mr. Nasser to play his cards carefully and avoid taking a position from which a retreat would be humiliating and would detract from the substantial gains he has already won. But has the warning been sent from Moscow to Cairo? Indeed, are the Russians even willing to give the warning? Washington cannot know without specific word from Moscow. And of course, Moscow is undoubtedly enjoying to the full the discomfort which the uncertainty is so obviously causing in Washington. The most interesting visitor to Washington this weekend was not British Prime Minister Harold Wilson, but the American ambassador to Moscow, Llewellyn Thompson, because he, better than anyone else, can estimate what will happen when the moment comes to test the blockade. Joseph C. Harsh, NBC News, Washington.
Ring around the world, another monitor close-up of people and events here and abroad. This report also brought to you by RCA Victor.
It's the sentimental season, the gift-giving season for moms, dads, brides, and grads. Time to give an RCA Victor gift. the gift that keeps on giving. Whether it's the first portable color TV from RCA Victor, the latest idea in transistor radios, or a swingline portable stereo, your gift will be really appreciated. See the wide variety of gifts at your RCA Victor dealers and give the gift that keeps on giving from RCA Victor.
A club here in New York is looking for a waitress, and she has to be extremely attractive. Well, what's extremely attractive, according to the people who want to hire this here waitress? Well, they say if she's been forced to master karate because of her unusual charms, then she's eligible for the job. Chop, chop.
Days of love, oh, those wonderful days of love, when we walked through a world of green, serene and fair, lilac trees, when a breeze kissed the lilac trees, how they trembled above. In the warm summer air. Days of love, let us speak out in praise of love. When I reached for a dream and
Days of Love, Tony Bennett. Ford's better ideas were proved again this week by winning the Indianapolis 500 for the third year in a row. Ford V8 power proved its dependability again. And that V8 was redesigned and modified, of course, and cost upwards of $15,000. Yet the people that built 25 of the 33 cars that qualified for this year's event insisted on Ford V8 power. This should be no surprise. Ford was the first to mass-produce V8 engines and has sold more than any other automobile manufacturer. Right now is the best time to get a Ford V8 because your Ford dealer is having a big sale on top-of-the-line Ford Galaxy 500 hardtops. Order a V8 and you can save on Select Shift, Cruise-O-Matic, Power Steering, Power Brakes, more. You can also get sales savings on a 67 Mustang Sport Sprint. So if you want V8 power, get it from the people that know it best, whether it's specially designed for an Indy racer or for your kind of driving. Better ideas come from Ford. Elton Deluxe Orchestra, a tune called Penny Lane by John Lennon and Paul McCartney. Back shortly with more Monitor on NBC stations coast to coast. Our station for Madison, Wisconsin is WIBA.
This is Lindsay Nelson. Why not join me on Monitor Goes Fishing this weekend on NBC Radio?
Morgan at the Big M. Did you know we're going to celebrate our 12th anniversary next weekend? Yes. And two of the best songwriters in the business, Sammy Kahn and Jimmy Van Heusen, will be here writing a birthday song for us over the weekend. And when they finish the number, a young fellow named Steve Lawrence will drop by to sing it. It's a nice idea. That's next weekend on Monitor's 12th birthday party. I want to be here. Here and now, Steve and Edie.
Name?
Yeah, sugar dumpling.
Come here, I got something to tell you.
Well, I'm listening, honey. Go ahead.
You coax the blues right out of the horn.
You mean little May.
You charm the husk right off of the corn.
I'm all ears, May.
You got the banjo strumming and the plunking and the tune to beat the band.
Humming since I brought Dixie back to Dixieland.
Such modesty. You make the cotton easy to pick.
Cotton picking May.
You give my old man julep a kick.
Southern comfort May.
You make the old magnolia tree blather at the mention of your name. You made me feel alive again.
I've given you the drive again.
We'll make the South revive again, man. You have brought that cakewalk back in a style.
Here's a story from behind the scenes of last Wednesday's Indianapolis 500. When A.J. Foyt's winning car rolled out on the speedway, his crew had given him every possible edge. And high on the list of priorities was Wynn's radiator stop leak. You see, a driver has to be concerned with his car's cooling system when planning to go flat out for 500 miles. Pressures build up that could cause leaks, put a car out of the race. But Wynn's seals leaks and keeps them sealed. So, A.J. Foyt relied on Wynn's radiator stop leak to avoid trouble in the cooling system. Protect your car's cooling system against damage caused by everyday driving. It works at Indy. It's guaranteed to work for you. Wynn's radiator stop leak. One of the many keep your car going strong products from Wynn's. It's 20 minutes, roughly, before the hour. Monitor Comedy Time with Mike Nichols and Elaine May. Brought to you by Osro Products. Manufacturers of Osro Pressure Washer and other car care items.
Gentlemen, as employees of Friendly Fred's 6-Minute Car Wash, you all remember our days of glory. Remember those steady streams of cars backed up as far as the eye could see?
Yeah, and all of us up to our hip boots scrubbing and brushing. But what happened, Sam?
Happened? I'll tell you what happened. Osro Products came up with a complete car cleaning package for folks to use at home.
You mean Osro's pressure car washer?
Exactly. It does everything that we used to do. Just flick the dial-o-matic switch and it sprays detergent, soluble wax, or clear rinse water. Boy.
But how about the insides? That's half of a good clean car. As head of the internal vacuum department, I...
That's the other half of Osro's breakthrough. Their Tornado Car Vacuum plugs right into the cigarette lighter and really does the job. These Osro twins leave cars sparkling clean inside and out. But do you know what really hurts loyal employees of Friendly Fred's 6-Minute Car Wash?
No. What's that, Sam?
Osro does it in just 5 minutes.
Here they are, on foot on a busy sidewalk, Nichols and May.
Excuse me, miss.
Yes?
You were just jaywalking there. You're under arrest.
Oh, everybody else was crossing the street then.
Yes, but you were jaywalking. I'm afraid I'm going to have to take you in.
You can't just arrest me for jaywalking.
Yes, I can.
Can't you just find... This is ridiculous. Everybody else was crossing the street
yes,
then.
But you were jaywalking.
Well, so was everybody else.
No, they were crossing the street
but
with a light.
That man and that woman was jaywalking.
No, you would... I'm not interested... Madam, I'm
I started across the street. The light was with me.
Are you going to argue with the police officer? You're under arrest.
You were
jaywalking. You made a very distinct jay there in the street. You walked from one corner and around, and the bottom of the J formed where you went to the other corner. You never touched the left corner. That constitutes a J, and you're under arrest.
Well, I'm not going.
You're not going?
That's right.
All right, I'm just going to have to use force then.
No, you're not going to use force.
We have a campaign on. There's to be no jaywalking. The captain told us.
Well, you're not going to arrest
any and all jaywalkers.
Yeah, that's too bad. My daughter is waiting for me. I have to pick her up and take her to the dentist. I'm not going to simply not appear because you're an idiot.
I'm acting under instructions.
I don't care who you are or what you are. I'm going across the street and just get your hand off me or I'll crack you.
Madam, you'll force me to pull my gun.
Pull your gun. I don't care.
All right, hands up.
I'm not putting my hands up. You're just making a fool out of yourself.
Madam, resisting arrest is a very serious offense.
Please quit walking behind me. People are staring at me.
You're under arrest.
All right, now listen. I am going inside this cafeteria. My daughter is waiting with some friends of mine, and you are not following me into this...
You're under arrest.
Are you listening to me?
Stop or I'll
shoot. You are not following me into this cafeteria or embarrassing me. Do you hear me?
Stop or I'll shoot.
Goodbye.
Why won't anybody ever believe they're under arrest?
You know, she was right. If you jaywalk her way, making a big J, it's very hard for a car to follow you up and kill you. Now about a word about one-hour martinizing dry cleaning.
Mr. Miller? The Mr. Miller who owns a Cub Cadet tractor?
Wrong Miller. You want the one next door.
Well, that's all right. I'm doing a survey on cadet tractors, and I'm sure you've watched your neighbor using his.
Oh, I've seen that guy Miller with his cadet all right. Mowing, hauling wood, working in the garden.
Uh-huh.
I see too much, I'll tell you.
Well, you sound sort of negative. Does it make too much noise?
Well, no, it's quiet enough. But like they say, it's not a toy, it's a tractor. Built like the big IH tractors.
Well, I don't see
you
what...
You just don't get it. I don't know if that Cub Cadet is ever going to wear out.
Hmm. Well, why should that bother you? What?
You couldn't guess? I sell lawnmowers.
Here's a bonus for you. Buy a new Cub Cadet lawn and garden tractor 7, 10, or 12 horsepower. Anytime before July 1st from a participating dealer, you'll get an international rotary mower free. To find your cadet dealer, phone Western Union. Ask for operator 25.
Be off to a fresh start with 1 hour martinizing. Your clothes will be fresh, clean, look new again with martinizing. Safe, odorless, gentle, professional care. Be off to a fresh start with 1 hour martinizing, dry cleaning.
And if you're doing any vacation travel this summer, remember there are over 2,500 1 hour martinizing stores to serve you coast to coast and around the world. You're on the Monitor Beacon. Joe Garagiola is coming up on Monitor in about 3 minutes. Joe will talk about what takes the Ivy League coaches' fancy in the spring. Meantime, Frankie Lane's latest.
I know that you want
someone to lay with while I wanted someone to love. Then you made me feel that your love was real. The love
Joe Garagiola, brought to you by State Farm Mutual, the world's largest car insurance company. Joe?
We all know where a young man's fancy is supposed to turn in the spring, but what if the young man is a football coach? I'll be back to discuss that after this from State Farm.
Hi, I'm Jackie Vernon. My Uncle Bill was a famous old car buff. He buffed all the cars in Buffalo. I don't know, people just took a shine to Uncle Bill. Until one day he got careless and buffed a State Farm bumper sticker right off a bumper. The owner of the car rebuffed Uncle Bill. "Don't you know," he said, "that little bumper sticker means big protection from the world's largest car insurer, State Farm Mutual, and fast, friendly service from 13,000 State Farm agents and claim representatives." Uncle Bill was so impressed, he insured his own car with State Farm. And that's the last we ever heard of him. He was standing there still admiring his new bumper sticker and still huffing from all his buffing when his State Farm agent said, "You look tired. You'd better go rest, young man." Uncle Bill misunderstood and took off for Wyoming.
The poets tell us where a young man's fancy is supposed to turn in the spring. But if the young man is an Ivy League football coach, then he might have some other ideas on the subject. One idea is football. Not long ago, the Ivy League coaches had a meeting, and out of that meeting came a recommendation that the schools in that group think about changing their position on spring football practice. Spring practice has been against the rules in the Ivy League since 1954. In those days, the presidents of 8 Eastern colleges got together and formally organized the Ivy League. One of the first actions that they took was to outlaw spring practice. They felt there had been an overemphasis on college sports, and that this would be a good way to combat it. Almost since that time, the coaches have been trying to get the rule changed. One of the problems is kind of odd. The coaches don't make their appeals directly to the college presidents. They ask the athletic directors to do it for them. But the athletic director's position is not that simple. He has other coaches under him, including those who coach sports that are played in the spring. They'd like the football players available to them in the spring. The football coaches know the problem they're up against. When the schools took action against spring practice, everyone agreed that it was a great idea, so the schools aren't anxious to reverse their position. However, the coaches think they have good reasons for the change. One reason is the schedule. Most Ivy League teams only have about 3 weeks of practice before the season starts. Princeton's coach, Dick Coleman, says, "Modern football is so complicated that more time is needed for preparation. Also, it's been shown again and again that players who are well-drilled in fundamentals run less risk of injury. Spring practice should be the time to drill fundamentals." Coleman goes on to say, "Spring should be the time to evaluate your players, especially the new ones, and make decisions on who hits hard and so forth. As it is, we're forced to rush into contact tests early in fall practice, and that's when the injuries occur." Obviously, the answer to this problem is not going to be found easily. On the one hand, anything that could cut down on injuries has to be a good idea, but the coaches will get an argument on that. Some people will say that a boy who doesn't play football from May until September is still apt to get injured, no matter how well he knows the fundamentals. However, the toughest obstacle for the football coaches to overcome will still be the other members of the athletic department. If the football coach has an end who can run the 100 in 9.7, you can be sure the track coach isn't going to be in favor of spring football practice. If the quarterback is also able to hit 400, there goes the baseball coach's vote. If you've ever wondered what problems an athletic director had, this one ought to give you some idea. This is Joe Garagiola for Monitor Sports. And now this from Kendall.
Hear that? That's power. The power of the new high-performance engines, now under the hoods of many of Detroit's sportier models. These engines need better than average lubrication protection. They need the protection of Kendall GT1 racing oil. Here's an oil refined from the choicest 100% Pennsylvania crude, then reinforced with additives to prevent foaming, deposits, scuffing, and excessive wear. You don't have to drive in competition to benefit from Kendall GT1 racing oil. It'll protect your car in city traffic, on the open road, anywhere. See your dealer today for Kendall GT1 racing oil. Monitor's Joe Garagiola reports on sports every weekend. Weekdays, catch him on NBC Radio. New by Nancy Sinatra.
And love is its name. And love is a strange.
Now, a message meant for you.
Put more sparkle in your life today with sparkling champagne. Get with living the exciting way. Drink sparkling champagne.
Champagne is the in drink with the in crowd. That's champagne, C-H-A-M-P-A-L-E, like nothing else you ever tasted except champagne. Buy sparkling champagne wherever beer is sold. Costs just pennies more. Sparkling champagne malt liquor. Metropolis Brewery, Trenton, New Jersey. With a Load of Mischief by Ralph Carmichael. News coming up on the hour. This is Mr. Morgan.
This is your NBC Monitor. This is your NBC Monitor. This is your station, the pulse of the nation. It's NBC.
If you're like me, you've just about had it with getting things serviced. But, you know, I'm beginning to feel a little bit better. Why? Well, nobody's going to solve our service problems overnight. But when it comes to automobile service, Ford and Lincoln Mercury dealers sure have got the right idea. Did you know Ford Motor Company is running a continuing, full-time service training school? In the last year, they've trained 338 dealer mechanics, just for the New York area. Next time you stop at your Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealer, you just may see some new talent. Lots of it. These aren't just mechanics, they're technicians, trained to work with the electronic equipment that 9 out of 10 Ford and Lincoln Mercury dealers in Metro New York are now using. I guess what it adds up to is this. Someday, we probably won't have a problem getting anything serviced. And as far as New York is concerned, someday just got a little bit closer. In service, too, Ford has a better idea. It's par for the course when Bill Mazur interviews golf expert Nancy Jupp tomorrow at 5 on WNBC New York. It's 4 o'clock.